This is Matt Slick Live with your host, Matt Slick.
My hero.
Founder of CARM.org, the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry. Call now with your questions, Bible questions, God questions, hard questions. Toll free across the nation, 877-207-2276.
That's 877-207-2276.
No fluff, straight answers. And now, your full contact theologian. Here's Matt Slick.
Oh, hey, how you all doing out there? Boy, I made it like 30 seconds getting in here. And it's a nice Thursday. Beautiful. It's raining out there. Everything's good. All that kind of stuff. Hope you're all having a great time. I am. Oh, man. You know how it is when all the lights are against you and you get the slowest person on the planet driving in front of you. Hey, is that light green? I think I better slow down. And no, not now. So the reason I was late is because today was the National Day of Prayer. And so what I did was I was privileged to be able to offer one of the prayers at the Capitol today. There's about about 3 hours ago is when it started. And so, you know, it was good. I had a good time and enjoyed it. And I spoke on the media. And I should have brought my prayer. I just ran out of the house and, you know, to drop my wife and kid off and all that stuff and come here really quickly. And I forgot to get, I was going to read it to you what I said. Hey, Dave, were you there? You said you were there at the thing. Were you? You weren't there? You guys said you're going to be there. You're stuck here praying? Okay, that'll work. That's a good excuse. Yeah, I see. Dave's station manager and stuff like that. And Leanne. Hi, Leanne. That's waving. So I was looking for you guys. Didn't see you over there. But hey, it was fun. It was a great turnout. It's a great turnout. I had a lot of fun. And some atheists showed up. And, well, let's just say that, they weren't obstreperous, but one of them was in a monkey suit. Had a gorilla suit on, so I'm going to call him Monkey Boy. And after everything was over, I got interviewed by Channel 6. And then, I don't know if it's on tonight or not, whatever. I didn't say anything intelligent. Hey, what are you here? Darkest eye. It was like one of those. And they'll probably put it up, take all the good stuff out that I said, intelligent stuff, like, hey, that's what I'd be good with. And they'll put in the stuff in. And we'll see what happens. Now, I met three ladies there. And I didn't get their names. But they were three ladies, and they were full of smiles, and they love my show. I'm waving to you right now. You can't see because it's radio, but I'm waving to you. I know they're smiling right now if they're listening. They like what I had to say. And I met a few people there. Oh, you're Matt Slick. Hey, you know, and that was nice. And, you know, I didn't say it, but I should have. I should have said, could you go talk to my wife? Tell her how great I am. Because after 25 years of marriage, she's like, stop being impressed. She is not impressed anymore. But at any rate, I'm hoping that. But hey, so I afterwards, right? excuse me. These atheists were there, and one had a sign and a couple of signs actually. One guy, like I said, Monkey Boy was around. So I tackled him, so to speak. I said, "Hey, come on my radio show," and I said, "Come on right now. Come on, let's go. Let's see if you can defend your atheism." And of course, he won't show up. I don't believe he will. Of course, I heard he called the station for directions, so I don't know what's going to happen, what's going to be going on, but I'm hoping that maybe, you know, he might show up. Even if he shows up late, I'll get him on the air, because he's an atheist. And he said to me, do you think it's wise to be praying in the Capitol, separation of church and state? And I said, what church is being established here? He wouldn't answer the question. I said, what church is being established? There isn't a church being established here. What do you mean, separation of church and state? And there's so many things you come back with, encounter with, and stuff like that, but, you know. At any rate, so it was fun. It was fun. Hey, if you want to call, folks, number is 877-207-2276. You can give me a call. Just feel free. All you got to do is dial that number. And also, if you want to get in direct, all you need to do is dial 377-3790. And if you want to get in via CARM, are you the Monkey Boy? He's a Monkey Boy? Get him in here. Come on. What? No, you're supposed to eat bananas. He's out here. Monkey Boy showed up. And we'll get him in here. We'll be talking about some stuff. Let's get to the callers really quick. The callers. Nobody's there. The callers. And we'll get the callers going. And we'll get to them really fast. We'll get to, I guess, Joshua from Arizona when he's ready. And folks, I'll be teaching a Bible study tomorrow night out in Nampa. If any of you want to go, all you do, go out the freeway to exit 36, which is Franklin exit. Go north 3/4 of a mile. Left-hand side is the Crossing Church. I'll be there tomorrow, Lord willing, 7:30, teaching a Bible study. So if you guys want to join me, you can. Come on in, guys. We have some atheists here showing up. We'll get to Joshua really fast. Come on. Joshua, you there?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Matt?
Nothing much. Hey, guys outside the door, come on in. Let's get these guys set up. Hey, Josh, we got some atheists outside. We're trying to get them in here in the air and see what happens.
Great.
All right.
Excellent.
So what do you got, man? What's up?
Hey, had a quick question. I'm actually on my way to graduation tonight, but I was out witnessing yesterday, and I was talking to this guy, and he asked me, I can't remember the exact question, so I pulled out my Bible. I was going to look for the reference, and he saw that it was a MacArthur Bible. And he told me that I was going to go to hell because MacArthur believes in lordship salvation.
Mm.
Now, I don't exactly understand.
Wait a minute. You're going to go to hell.
He basically made it sound like I was going to hell.
Wait a second.
I don't actually understand what that is.
Wait a second. He said you're going to hell because someone else believes in lordship salvation?
Yeah, which I thought was silly in the first place because I don't even know what that is exactly.
I want to know why what someone else believes sends you to hell.
I agree.
I don't get that. So, you know, Bob over there across the town, he believes in kumquat theology, so you're going to hell for that. That's what this guy's saying. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. So what is lordship salvation? Lordship salvation is a teaching that you have to make Jesus Lord of every part of your life in order to be a Christian. And if he's not Lord of every part of your life, you're not really a Christian. And the danger is it can get into works righteousness. Now, the thing is that we can have different people believing different things, all right? We can have people say, well, Jesus needs to be Lord of all of your life. And he does. He needs to be Lord of all of your life. Not a problem. But it doesn't mean that if he's not Lord of one area or he's more Lord in one and not in another, because if you know what I mean, you know, we all kind of mess up in our sanctification issue. It doesn't mean that he's not your Savior. So, it makes sense?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's simple then, actually. I kind of was looking online, and I couldn't really get a good sense of what exactly that meant. So, just basically, the Lordship guys, they somewhat get legalistic, works righteous kind of?
Well, it depends.
Salvation kind of thing?
It depends. They may or may not. It's just kind of hard to... Just kind of hard to figure out. Because you see, the thing is, you have to talk to each individual and see what they're saying. Because it's easy to say, oh, for example, Roman Catholicism is apostate. But just because someone goes to a Catholic church doesn't mean they're not Christian. They could be going there, you know, erringly and things like that. So it's just necessary that we ask questions about a particular person or individual's beliefs so that we can find out what the issues really are. But always do this. When someone makes an accusation like that, what you really want to do is ask them to define their terms first thing. Okay, just say, okay, well, explain to me what that is. What, we're almost ready out there? Okay. Just say, explain what that is, and then we'll talk about it, you know?
Well, he walked away from me once I pulled that out. So, I mean, he said his thing and then walked away. Didn't even give me a chance.
Yeah, he's whacked. That's right.
Okay.
That's what I thought. All right, big man.
No, thanks, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no sweat. Okay.
Have a good one.
Okay. See ya. Bye. All right. That was Josh from Arizona. So let's get to Craig. I got a lot of stuff going on here. Craig, I don't know where Craig's from. Your handwriting sure is different than Candace's on the thing. No, it's good. I'm not complaining. It's all good. So we're pretty busy here. A different person took a note. It's nice. Okay. Wait, we're getting them in here? Come on, you guys. We got the atheist. One atheist or two? Two? He's got a camera. All right. So let's get to Craig while these guys are getting set up. You guys going to set him up? Craig, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Can't hear you. Oh, Craig. Excitable Craig. How are you doing?
Hi.
Put that on. And you can talk in there in a sec. You can put that on so you can hear what's going on. Excitable Craig from the UK. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad.
Okay, so what do you got, man?
Yeah, basically I want to ask you a question. I had a discussion with some people on Pal Talk earlier today.
Okay.
And we were kind of, I was debating with them about, you know, the Old Testament law.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, my point that I was trying to make to them was that we're no longer under the Old Testament law.
Right, we're no longer under the Old Testament law as being necessary for a means of salvation. All right?
Yeah.
The law becomes, is basically a guide for us right now, all right?
Yeah. Christ fulfilled the law, didn't he? Because he said, like, in Matthew 5, that he came to fulfill the law.
Right, to fulfill it, which is what he said at his baptism in Matthew 3:15. He came to fulfill all righteousness, because the scriptures are about him. He says so in John 5:39. You search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, but it is these that bear witness of me. So that's what's going on there. Okay.
Yeah. There's this one guy who was trying to say that he thought he could be saved by keeping the law, but
no, you can't.
Galatians.
If righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly. Galatians 2:21.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just have him call my show. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, Excitable Craig. What's your nickname on Pal Talk? Cool. Excitable Craig?
My nickname is actually C. Brown 380.
C. Brown 380?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could have me as a pal on that.
Okay. I'll look for you on there, okay? I might be on tonight teaching, okay?
What sort of time will you be on?
Regular time. 7, 8, 9, 10, that range of my time. Okay?
All right, well, I'll keep an eye out for you on that.
Okay. God bless, buddy. All right, we'll see ya.
See you, man.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, now we have two atheists who meandered in.
How's it going? My name's Mike.
Hey,
thanks
Mike.
For having me on the show. Glenn, right? Glenn Beck? Is that the show I'm on?
Yeah, right. There you go. So you're the monkey boy, right? You
guys, I was good. Dressed as an ape.
That's right.
Today's National Day of Prayer, yes.
Okay, and what's your name?
Eric.
Eric?
Yep.
Is his mic up? There we go, that's better.
Eric?
Okay.
Yep.
And you're the camera dude, huh?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. So what are you guys going to do with this?
We're just documenting.
Yeah.
Putting a video together, just documenting the situation. Obviously something good came from it, conversation, that's the point of it. So thanks for having us on the show. I do want to mention, it's interesting that God rained your National Day of Prayer out.
Rain is considered a blessing in the Bible.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Drought.
You guys having to move inside the Capitol steps is a blessing?
Yeah, he wanted us in there, didn't he?
I would say that's a violation of church and state.
How is it a violation of church and state?
How is it?
Yeah.
Would you be okay with having Muslims meeting inside of the Capitol?
Yeah.
How
is it?
Really?
There's a constitutional right.
Atheists? You'd be okay with us getting together, reading The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins inside the Capitol stuff? You would.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. So how is it a violation of church and state? You made this assertion, just asking to back it up.
It is, because you're having church service inside of the state Capitol.
What's a church service? Do you know?
Yeah.
What?
You guys were singing praises to Jesus.
Okay.
Praying to God.
Was there preaching?
Inside. Well, I don't know. I actually got thrown out before I got to see the entire thing.
There was no preaching. Was there communion?
I don't believe there was communion.
No.
I saw.
So no preaching and no communion.
Is that how you define church?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to have communion for church.
A church is a body of people gathered together. They participate in the elements. You go to 1 Corinthians 16:2, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They would do that. The breaking of bread and the presentation of the word is part and parcel of what a church service is.
So people praying inside of the Capitol doesn't bother you?
No, why would it bother me?
Okay, and you're okay with Muslims doing it as well?
Yeah.
I think next time what we're going to do is I'm going to get together with all my atheists. We're going to dress up as Buddhists, as Hindus, as Muslims.
Okay.
And we're going to have our own National Day of Prayer
and exclude
Christians, because that's what you do. There were no Muslims present.
No, Christians
were
not excluded.
There were no Muslims present at your National Day of Prayer. That's the problem with it.
Okay,
you
hold on.
You didn't have Catholics.
You have to yell.
You didn't have Catholics there.
Yeah, there was a Catholic priest there.
You didn't have Mormons there.
I don't know if
you didn't
Mormons
have Hindus.
Don't know if they were there.
You're exclusive.
I'm not
this
the one who set it up. I'm not the one who set it up.
Well, that's our problem with it. Is that this is
so
not.
So you want everybody to pray?
Well, I don't have a problem with you guys praying.
So
I have a problem with you. I have a problem with you praying in our Capitol. That's what I have a problem.
Oh, you don't like me praying in the Capitol?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because, like I said, it's a violation of church and state.
How is it a violation of church and state?
You're having prayer, you're having church inside of the state capitol. What else don't you understand?
Where
about
in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights is it state that you can't do that?
Where does it say in the capitol or in the Constitution about blending those two? That's what you're doing. You want a theocracy.
No, I don't.
And I'm there to make my statement.
No, no, no. You shouldn't say what I want.
Because well, why else were you there?
Okay, you shouldn't say what I want, okay, because you can't establish an argument by trying to put words in my mouth. Okay, it's just a fallacious argument.
Okay.
So what I'm asking you to do is to demonstrate your assertion. Mm-hmm. Atheists make a lot of assertions very frequently. And when I ask them to back up their assertions, they're not able to do so. I'm asking you to demonstrate how it is a violation of church and state.
I've already said that.
No,
you're having
no,
a
you
church
just,
service
inside. I just told you it wasn't a church service.
Well, that's your definition. I would. A lot of people would disagree.
I'm an ordained minister, Masters of Divinity. I do apologetics. I know what church services are.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's move
on. Hold on. I know. I'm qualified to be able to tell you. I've been doing this for 32 years. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I know what a church service is.
Okay.
That wasn't a church service.
Well, it appeared to be a church service.
Well, to the atheist who doesn't know what one is, I guess so.
Well, I was raised in the church.
Which
I'm familiar
church?
With what a church. It doesn't matter what
yes,
church.
Yes, it does.
I was raised in the church.
Which church?
Evangelical.
Evangelical what?
An evangelical Protestant church.
Okay, tell me what denomination. It helps me understand, because you might say Mormon. You might say all kinds of things.
No.
Or you might say Roman Catholic. Or
it doesn't matter. We're not here to talk about me. We're talking
about
No,
it helps me understand your assumptions
your event
where you
today
came from.
And why we were there.
You were
I don't have a problem with you guys praying. That's not an issue. That's not why the other atheists and the other picketers were out. We had a problem with you being inside of the state capitol.
So we're not allowed to pray
blurs,
in the capitol.
That blurs the line.
So if I
have
went
a problem
in
with you having elected officials come down and participate
okay,
in a
right
strictly religious event. That's why I was there.
So you, if I went in by myself and prayed, would you have a problem?
No.
Two people?
You don't call that a national
my wife
day of
and
prayer.
I?
You don't. You wouldn't call that a national
What's
day of
What's wrong
prayer,
with that? Do you celebrate Thanksgiving by any chance?
Yes, I do.
That was a.
Are we praying to the turkeys?
That was, no.
Are we praying
you don't
to Santa
know what
Claus
Thanksgiving
on Christmas?
Was about?
No, I know what it was about.
What?
It was about giving thanks.
To?
Pilgrims.
To?
Indians coming
to?
Together.
Giving thanks to who?
To who?
To God for his provision.
That's
don't you
maybe,
know that?
That
that's
how you
it was,
interpret that.
That's the history of it.
Okay.
It was Thanksgiving. It was
do
established
you, do you
to demonstrate.
Pray on Thanksgiving at the Capitol?
It was a demonstration of God's great glory and provision to this early country, and that's what Thanksgiving was. You celebrate Thanksgiving. So you're for the celebration nationally of a religious holiday.
No, that's not a religious holiday.
Christmas?
There's a big difference between Christmas, Thanksgiving, and a national day of prayer.
Okay, Christmas?
Will you not grant me that?
Yeah, well, spelling is there's a difference. But you celebrate Thanksgiving. What about Christmas? You take time off for Christmas?
Absolutely, I do.
Wow. So
that's not a celebration
so
of anybody's
should the governor,
birth.
So should the governor take any Christmas time off?
Should he?
Yeah. Or should
what,
he not?
I don't understand where this is going. This is not
separation
to do with
of church and state. Christmas.
And state. Christmas is not recognized as a religious, as a strictly religious holiday.
It isn't the
no,
celebration of Jesus.
No, it's not.
That's
it's not.
That's not what Christmas is about.
I don't believe so. No.
Christmas, Christ Mass, comes mm-hmm. out of the. That's not celebrating
no.
Jesus. Christ.
It's actually an ancient holiday.
So what country are you
Roman,
from?
Roman festivals, blending those with other winter solstices. That's what
is. Country are you from? I'm just curious.
I'm here. I'm
really?
From America, yeah. Absolutely.
So you don't know what Thanksgiving is. You don't know what Christmas is about.
You're trying to assert that these are religious holidays. They're
I
not.
Asked you first. Well,
they're
was,
not. They're
Thanksgiving
not.
Was begun as a religious holiday to give thanksgiving to God. Christmas, by definition, by the word Christ Mass, which is the Catholic problem, but at any rate, that's where it was started out with, and that we celebrate Christmas. And you don't like a national day of prayer?
No, absolutely, I do not.
Okay. Well, you don't have
not,
to.
Not everybody believes, not everybody that celebrates Christmas believes in Jesus and believes
yeah,
that he was the Son of God.
Yeah, so
therefore, your assertion is absolutely wrong.
Well, Jesus is the truth.
Okay, the people, well, according to you.
And
no, I'm sitting
to Jesus.
Here inside of a Christian radio station, and I'm defending my beliefs. Absolutely.
Okay.
I have no
so you're an atheist,
that.
You have beliefs.
I actually didn't say I was an atheist. You're
what
implying
you?
That I'm an atheist.
What are you?
It doesn't matter what I am.
Yes,
I'm against what you guys were
what
doing
are
today.
You?
I'm against it.
Okay, what are you?
I'm an antagonist.
Okay.
I don't agree
look,
with what you were doing. I was making
look,
a statement.
I'd like to know where a person's presuppositions are based to see if you have any rationality in any way in what your basis is. Because ultimately, you can have no rational basis for anything if you're not a Christian.
That's a pretty big that's
yeah,
a pretty big statement right
oh,
there.
Oh, absolutely, and I can defend it.
Okay.
Now, so I'm just trying to find out where you're from. What's your presuppositional base? Are you an atheist, agnostic, deist, theist, pantheist, panentheist, what?
Well, I have a hard time believing in a good God, if a God does exist.
So you believe
exist.
In a bad God?
No, it would make sense okay, if he exists at all.
Just trying to find out where you're at. Do you believe in God?
I just don't like the word atheist.
Do you like?
There's a lot of negative connotations to the word atheist.
Do you believe that there's a God?
Do I?
Yes.
Probably not, no.
Probably not. So you haven't asked yourself yet to figure it out?
No, it's loaded.
Okay, so you're an atheist. All right.
If your God does exist, he's the biggest jerk in the universe. I have no problem saying that.
Oh, I love that. And
for the record,
why is he the biggest jerk in the universe?
And for the record, you don't need to defend God, because God's a pretty good shot with lightning. If he doesn't like me, he'll take care of me.
Oh, he's merciful.
He hasn't done anything.
So why is God, the God of the Bible, the biggest jerk in the world?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, let me count the ways.
One thing at a time. Just one thing at a time.
Let me count the ways,
okay,
Rush.
One thing. Go ahead.
All right. Well, how should we go from here? Do you want me to?
Pick
one. I actually brought a Bible. You can see this. I brought a Gideon's Bible.
Good. Pick one. Did you steal that?
No, it was given to me.
By whom?
The hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ask the hotel for that?
Well, it's actually not their property. The Gideons donate it to the hotels.
Okay. So they donate it to the hotel, not to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just checking.
So.
Pick one thing. We go one thing at a time, not 80 things at once.
Absolutely. Some of my favorite verses are highlighted in here.
Okay.
What should we talk about first? I'm not familiar with your show. So what
we
do you
talk about? All kinds
we talk about
of
social
stuff.
Issues. What do we want to
do? Doesn't matter.
Okay. Why is your God, if he exists, the biggest jerk in the universe? Is that where you want to start?
That's what you said. I'm asking you to defend that position.
Okay. Evil. He allows evil.
What's evil?
Evil?
Yeah, what is it?
I would say a child being born with a debilitating disease.
Why
is evil.
That evil?
A child being born into pain.
Why is that
living
evil?
Living a life of... Why is that evil?
Yeah.
Why
You're
is a
atheist.
Child being stricken with AIDS when he's born evil? Do I have to defend that point?
No, I'm asking you to establish your position. You say something is evil. What standard do you have by which you judge what is and is not evil?
I have common sense. I don't think we need to debate what is good or what is
wrong. Yes, we
do. No, we don't. Because,
yes, we do.
Because can you not admit that a child having AIDS is wrong? Or is
wrong?
Evil?
Or evil?
A God allowing a child to be born with AIDS is wrong?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Women being burned at the stake. For being witches. That's not wrong?
Oh, that's morally wrong.
That is, okay. So a child, an innocent child, a baby born with AIDS.
You don't even have a standard by which you're just, all you're doing is giving your opinion.
Well, you asked me to. That's why you invited me on your show.
That's all you've got.
That's why you invited me on your show, Rush.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a compliment, actually.
Of course.
But all you've got is your opinion.
No, I have common sense.
Common sense.
You don't. You believe in a talking snake. You believe that the world was created in 6 days.
Hold on. You haven't asked me what I believe yet. You should always be careful about that.
Well, I walked into a Christian radio station.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with what your Bible
says.
Don't
make too many assumptions.
You said that you're a minister.
I was.
This is okay. Uh-huh. Oh, you were? Okay. Yeah. So you're an atheist too?
No.
You're a smart guy. I have a hard time believing that you aren't, actually.
Oh, I'm a smart guy.
I'm sure you
Thank
do
you
this
by God's
for the money
grace.
Or the ratings.
And I am definitely a Christian. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. See, you want to say something's evil. You haven't defined what kind of evil you're talking about. Ontological evil? Are you talking about calamity? What are you defining as evil?
I'm using the common sense definition of evil.
So is your common sense the same as everybody else's?
It can be. I would say that.
So not necessarily.
I would say that in our society, yes. I would say that there's things that are wrong. I would say that homosexuals being denied equal rights is wrong in 2012. And of course...
That's your opinion.
Of course. Well, that's most people's opinion.
Okay, it's your opinion.
Okay, sure.
And should we follow your opinion?
Should we?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so, yeah. I think it's the only intelligent...
Isn't that kind of arrogant?
It's not just my opinion.
No, I guess, well, your opinion is only yours. You can't verify that anybody else's opinion is a proper representation of reality or moral standard.
Okay.
You're just, all you got's your opinion, and I'm asking you.
Is the Spanish Inquisition evil? We're talking about definitions of evil.
I said, should people follow your definition? You said, yes. I think that's arrogant. Why would it be that you want everybody to follow your definition of what right is wrong and good
and everything? It's not mine. It's the common sense.
You keep saying this is common sense. I say it's common sense not to have homosexual marriage because it hurts families and it doesn't aid in the development of the country. It doesn't aid in productivity, for one thing.
It's a social standard. Women should have reproductive rights. They should have control over their own bodies. I'm sure you would disagree with this as well.
Wait.
Contraceptives, abortions.
Hold on. You're jumping all over the place. What atheists do. I don't say that women should not have rights over their own bodies. Should they have the right over somebody else's body?
If it's in their body, yes.
Oh, so a baby, 6 months developed in the womb, is her own body.
Can it survive without the mother?
Yes, at 6 months, 8 months. Let's go 8 months. Okay.
Well, okay. We're talking about late-term abortions here, which is very different than what we're talking.
Is it her body?
Is it her body? Absolutely, it's in her body.
Is it her body? Is this being in her body, or is it a separate being?
It's inside of her body. It's her body.
I got that. It's inside.
They're attached.
I didn't ask where it was located. I said, is it a being?
Is it by definition a being?
Is it alive?
Or is it a developing being?
Is it alive? At 8 months?
In a sense. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't know specifically
you don't know if
how
it's alive?
Developed the child is at 8 months.
If you don't know if it's alive, you shouldn't be entering into this kind of discussion.
Well, it's developing.
It's developing life?
even if it was, what's the, I don't understand where I'm trying. Tell me where you're going with this.
I'm just trying to work with logic. You're supposed to do that, aren't you?
Sure, absolutely.
But you can't account for
it. I would say that secularists are much more rational.
That's funny. I like that. I'm
sure we pride ourselves in our rationality.
Oh.
And I would say that allowing a mature adult the decision to make
let's do rationality.
Choices for her body.
Let's do rationality. So we didn't talk about location, but I did say, you know, in the body, is this developing life? Is it alive? It's either alive or it is not alive. It's called an antonymic pair. This is what logic is. The antonym is opposite. So you have the thing and the opposite of the thing. There is no middle ground. So it's either alive or it is not alive. There is no third option. So is that which is in the womb alive at 8 months?
Is it alive?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that if it's not able to survive without the mother, then no, it's not
alive. So it's not alive in the womb.
Not until it's delivered, no.
So it becomes alive when it's delivered.
Well, once again, I'm not a doctor. Are you a doctor?
No.
Okay, so how are you saying this?
So it becomes alive when it's born? So it's not alive. Is it dead?
I would say once it's delivered, it's alive.
Not alive in the womb.
It's developing in the womb, like I've said multiple times. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, one of the things I say about atheists is that it's pretty easy to bring them to absurdity, which is what we've just done here. Thank you very much for aiding that. Because now, all of a sudden, the baby in the womb at 8 months is not alive. It becomes alive when it is born. So, in other words, its essence of life changes in the birth process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know that ordered the death of children himself?
Where's that?
Babies, infants? Where?
Yeah. Where's that?
It's in the Bible.
Okay. Is it wrong?
Yes.
Why?
It is. Absolutely, it's wrong.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, this is your God, who is supposedly not evil, which was the original beginning of this discussion.
Well, wait a minute. You're the one begging the question. It's a logical fallacy. What you're doing is assuming the thing to be true that you're trying to prove. You're trying to say that your standard of morality is right, and you're judging the God of the Bible. You don't have a standard that you can use.
No, I'm pointing out hypocrisy in that you're saying that a mother who is attached to a child inside of a developing stomach does not have the choice
to develop. Okay.
You're saying that she doesn't have that right, but you're saying that your God does.
No, I said she has right over her own body, but not the body of somebody else, and you just called it a child. Thank you very much. So a child is alive.
Well, it's a developing child, absolutely.
Okay, so it's alive.
We're talking semantics.
But see, the thing is, God has the right to do with his creation as he desires. He has the right. Now, murder is the unlawful taking of life. Killing is the lawful taking of life. Right, so if you defend yourself and you kill somebody, may never happen, but you know, you kill or you protect somebody else because you look like a decent guy.
Thank you.
Okay, look like a decent guy. All right,
I don't just have a radio face.
You got a better radio face than I do. Or I don't know if that's an insult or not. I don't know. At any rate, now I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, so murder is the unlawful taking of life, and killing is the lawful taking of life. All people. This is biblical theology, and I can give you a Bible lesson if you want, have broken the law of God. Even the unborn, God has the right to deliver them into his hands to have them be killed. And we could make the case that those thus delivered immediately go be with the Lord and do not go to hell.
So God has the right to kill his children.
Exactly right. That's the right phrase.
And God has the right to order the death of children.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Yes.
And that sounds rational to you?
Absolutely.
Really? That sounds reasonable.
So God
demanding people to stone their children. God demanding you to kill your neighbor if he works on Sunday. That sounds rational to you.
Yeah.
And I have to defend rationality.
No.
I'm coming into a Christian radio station
why it's
to
not
defend
rational.
Rational thinking.
Tell
and
me
you
why
think that it's okay to murder your son.
Well, no, it didn't say murder.
If he's disobedient. Well, that actually
murder.
Does.
No,
Let me read the Bible because I have the verse right here.
Hold on. You said kill, not murder.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
That's why I gave the definition of the term first.
Proverbs 23:13 in your glorious King James Version. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Deuteronomy.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
About beating your child?
Yeah, is that bad?
Beating your child.
Okay, is it
in
bad?
2012?
I guess
we have laws against that.
So, hold on.
We have laws against that.
Whether or not a law exists or not doesn't make it right or wrong. So, just because it's in 2012, that's where you get truth from by when something is done?
Our standard of morality is based on our social conditions. Yes. It's wrong.
So then Hitler was right.
Is it wrong to eat shellfish?
No.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Well, your Bible said it was at one
back
point.
Back then, yeah.
Okay. So it changed. So God changed his mind.
No. Well, hold on. Do you know about the Old Testament law and fulfillment and the abrogation of the New Covenant in Hebrews 8:13? Do you know?
So you're going to pick and choose out of the Bible.
You just did that.
I didn't. I'm just reading a Bible.
You just picked a verse.
Yeah, well, you're asking me to defend my stance on God allowing the murder of children.
No, he didn't allow the murder. I'm trying
to
tell you something.
Well, that was the next verse.
I'm trying to show you something.
That's the second verse I'm going
to read. I'm trying to show you something. That if you go to Hebrews 8:13, the Bible that you're quoting out of says that the Old Testament covenant system is done away when there's a death of the testator, we have a new covenant in place.
So the Old Testament does not matter anymore, only the New Testament.
Didn't
say
it didn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't. So you can pick and choose the Ten Commandments out of the Old Testament,
no.
But the New Testament somehow still stands.
No, didn't
Is
say
that. Right?
Oh. That's not what we're saying.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying
you
that
said it doesn't stand.
That the Old Testament covenant, which you don't know what a covenant is, has been fulfilled and has been abrogated. We have a New Testament covenant. Nine of the Ten Commandments, incidentally, were reiterated in the New Testament. The Sabbath was not.
By Jesus or by Paul?
By the apostles and Christ.
Right.
Okay, the
Jesus,
totality.
Jesus spoke about all ten.
I said Jesus and the apostles. Okay. I have it all done. It's reiterated.
Sure. So, okay. So are you saying it's not right for God to demand the death of children?
It's not right.
Is that correct?
No, God can do what he wants.
Okay. So you'll stand by this.
Yeah,
this
I have
is
no problem
rational
with that.
Thinking that God's
I have
saying
no problem with that.
God's saying it's okay that if someone has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father and mother, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders of the gate of town. Then all the men of his town are to stone him to death. Deuteronomy 21:18. That's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
That's okay to you.
Yeah, no problem.
And I have to come in here and defend rationality.
Well, you can,
I'm the one that has to come into a Christian
stage and
defend
that. You can make all
the
assertions you want.
Okay.
But you said, do I believe that it's right? And God has the right to do that and order that. Yes. Now let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
You tell me why it's wrong.
Why is it wrong
yeah.
to kill children?
Besides your opinion. Don't give me your opinion, because opinion's not going to matter. Hold on a second. We're talking about the essence and nature of something. What you're actually doing is slitting your own theological throat. You don't even realize it here. Because what you're saying is something is either wrong by nature or it's declaratively wrong. It's called the Euthyphro dilemma, which is trying to be posited against God. But actually, it works against you. See, the issue is it wrong by nature? Then you're appealing to something else besides yourself and your own opinion, which you only have your opinion to work with. But if you want to say it's just your opinion, then why should we listen to your opinion? Either way, you're done.
We're talking about common sense here. Most of your listeners
are common sense
people. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's based on social standards and the big word you hate, evolution. Evolutionary
standards.
I like
evolution. I think it's interesting. It's
okay,
fun to talk about. But I don't hate that word.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, but I think a better word you might want to learn is obstreperous, because you're being a little bit obstreperous.
I actually do not know what that word means, and
I'm not afraid
to admit that. So if you'll define that for me.
It means boisterously recalcitrant.
That sounds sexy.
Actually, it just means kind of difficult to get along with. I'm playing with it, because I can tell you can handle that. That's okay.
No, I you didn't invite me on the show to sing lullabies and to play acoustic guitar.
You wanted to ask me
some tough questions, and I have no problem answering
that's
them.
That's right. The tough question you haven't answered yet.
The other thing, Bill O'Reilly, let me just say, I don't have a problem saying I don't know. I am not arrogant enough to say
something that I don't know.
I'm only going to speak on the things that I'm familiar with.
Okay.
Because that's the difference
What are you doing here?
That's the difference between you as a Christian and me as a non-believer. Okay?
What?
Is that I am looking for answers. You have them in an outdated book that
was written
thousands of years ago.
Oh, so
that's the difference.
Because it's old, it's no good?
I didn't say that.
It's outdated.
Humans are constantly looking for knowledge. And you want to shut that book, the same thing that happened in the Middle Ages, and condemn everybody to hell that doesn't agree with the same thing as you.
No, I don't.
And bring a theocracy with the National Day of Prayer. That's what you want.
No, I don't.
It's not.
I keep telling you, you shouldn't be saying what I want.
It seems like I don't know what you want.
That's right.
Then you tell me what you want.
There you go. That's good.
What do you want?
Ask me a question.
That's not a good enough question.
Well,
what do you want?
What do you want? I want my wife to cook a nice steak dinner for me tonight. That's what I want.
And you know what I want?
A better car.
I want a better green room, because when I came into the studio, I thought I was going to get an awesome green room. Green room.
Where you
bring your guests in. You know, I thought we were going to be able to hang out, watch some TV, sip some Diet Pepsi. I love Diet Pepsi. Terrible
green
room.
You got problems.
Terrible
it's
green
obvious.
Room here. You invite me into your show. Get treated like
you got
trash.
In here late. Trash.
I should have a valet
you got water.
Parking. You
Gosh.
Didn't give me a water. Thank you.
Yeah, man, this guy's obstreperous.
No.
Okay.
Candace was awesome. Thank you.
She's nice.
Yeah, Candace. Okay. She's great.
So now look. Okay. So what do I want? Mm-hmm. What do you want? Ask me more specific. What do I want? And you put more words in there so I know what to answer about.
What was your point of gathering today at the National Day of Prayer?
To pray.
For?
Everybody, in the media area that I was asked to pray in.
Okay. For what? What for everybody? What?
Didn't you hear the prayer?
No, I was kicked out.
You didn't hear me pray?
They didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't know who you were. I still don't honestly know who you are. I thought you were Glenn
Beck.
I'm
Matt Slick.
Oh, yeah.
It's my real name. It's not a radio name. You don't believe me, do you?
No, I got
Do you believe me?
I guess. I have no reason not to.
Okay, it's my real name.
I mean, you haven't lied to me yet. You've said some ridiculous things, preposterous things, but I don't think you're lying.
That is your opinion.
Okay. So what do you want, and what was your point of the National Day of Prayer today?
To pray.
For?
Everybody. The country. Media.
Oh, okay. Media.
Yeah, I'm very specific. I ask questions. I answer questions. I was there to pray, and what for? The media.
And why did you have to do it in the Capitol building?
Just because it was raining on the outside, and they moved us inside.
And why did you have to do it on the stairs? Today of the why did you have the stairs removed? Which, first of all, that's questionable, is whether you guys
the
can
stairs
actually
stairs removed.
No, you guys were moved from the moved. Stairs and moved
I
inside.
I don't know. I didn't.
Does rain bother you?
Doesn't bother me. I like rain. Doesn't bother me.
So why did you guys have to move?
Once again, ask them.
Wouldn't it have been a great miracle for God to rain today and not rain on you and your little National Day of Prayer?
That's a blessing. Rain's a blessing.
Hilariously ironic that if God really cares, He wouldn't have rained out His.
Oh, so then you're going to tell us what God really would
no,
do
I'm
about
just
rain?
Saying that thing is, I find humor in that.
I find it be a blessing.
Well, then why don't you guys stay outside?
I wasn't the one who moved it in or out. I just was asked to go there.
Okay. Okay.
So, what do I know?
So what was your point of meeting at the Capitol steps? Why didn't you bring everybody into this little studio and pray for an hour
because
here?
250 people wouldn't fit in here.
I don't know if there was 250.
At least.
You're being incredibly
generous.
There
were three
there.
Levels, maybe 200.
Nah. Okay. Maybe including
us
picketers.
Kids there.
Yeah, which...
How many guys were there?
How many picketers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's about 10.
That's it?
10. It was raining.
Oh, I guess that made it inconvenient
and
uncomfortable.
Do you have a problem with brainwashing children into your
like atheism?
Medieval theology?
Medieval theology?
Yeah. Your brainwashing of children into
scaring
them.
That's
into,
I haven't heard that one. Brainwashing into medieval theology. That's a new one. So give
you
me.
You have no problems with that.
Give me an example of medieval theology is.
The concept of hell.
No, that's before medieval. That's way back there.
Well, I'm using medieval as an adjective to describe your train of thought.
Well, you're being pejorative. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
It's a word that's intended to mean negative about something else.
Absolutely it is.
Okay.
So you don't have a problem with bussing children in from a Christian school and force-feeding them your religion?
Force
that's what I'm asking.
No, I don't have any problem bussing them in. I didn't force-feed them anything.
You participated in the National Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
You arrived, you prayed.
How is that force-feeding them?
Did they have a choice? Did you ask these kids if they wanted to participate?
They're not my kids.
Okay.
It's like, man, you got a burr up there someplace. You're asking all these questions.
Well, you're the one that participated in it.
I didn't arrange
I showed
arrange
up to counter it.
Okay. I didn't arrange it.
Well, I'm just
it.
Asking you to defend it.
I'm an apologist. I defend the Christian faith.
Okay, well, maybe we should go to that then.
There
you
go.
If you can't defend the National Day of Prayer, because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous
okay.
to even...
That's your opinion.
Well...
Is it ontologically?
Rational people would consider it ridiculous.
Oh, so now you speak for all rational people.
I would say that most people would consider a National Day of Prayer ridiculous.
You would.
How many religious people do you think are in the Boise area?
At least 50%.
Okay, sure. I think that's...
There's Mormons, there's Catholics.
And how come you had 150 show up?
Oh, I'll tell you why.
Because it was raining?
I think most Christians are too lazy to get off their butts and do stuff. Plus, a lot of them had to work.
It was over lunch break.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how come you're not working?
Well, I took the day off to participate.
I won't ask you where you work. I just like, no, that's off the air stuff.
I work at an all-woman prison.
Do you? You really?
No, that's what I'd like to do someday. If there's a warden out there that would like to hire me, I'd love to come work at an all-women's prison.
Hey,
that's
don't
what
trust this guy. No.
No, look,
you seem like a decent guy.
You brought me on the show to make atheists look bad, to belittle us, and you.
No, I don't have to make you guys
things,
look bad. You guys do that yourself.
Why I came on the show is because, first of all, I knew you would be talking about me and the ape outfit, whether or not
I
was here.
Yeah, I did for a minute and a half.
Yeah, but I'm saying I wanted to have a chance to come in and defend my statement and what I was doing there. And second of all, there's probably a lot of listeners out there that are fence sitters.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. There's a lot of people that need to hear rationality and know that there's other atheists or non-believers,
boy.
Skeptics, antagonists, agnostics
so you,
out there right now.
You really
and there
think,
are other people out there right now.
You really think you're that rational?
Absolutely.
Really?
Am I personally?
So you don't even know if the baby in the womb is alive.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said it's developing.
I gave you logic, an antonymic pair, non-violation of the second law of logic, law of non-contradiction. Something is what it is, not what it is not, the first law. And we can't have things be both what it is and it is not at the same time, second law. An antonymic pair means opposites. There's no third option. So I've asked you if it was alive or if it was not alive. You couldn't answer the question.
I said it was developing. That was my answer.
That's not answering the question. It's alive or not alive. Developing is not
an
answer to the question.
I'm not a doctor. I can't answer
Any
that.
Any doctors out there want to call me up and tell me? Tell if it's alive?
Well, are there any doctors that are neutral in this in the conversation?
Is a sperm and the egg alive when they come together?
I don't know. Is masturbation evil? Is that okay, a crime?
Hold on. I asked, is the sperm and the egg alive? Are they alive? Or do we have life from non-life?
I would say, honestly, I don't know. Wow. But I'm questioning whether is masturbation murder.
Well, that's another topic. Okay,
but if you're asserting that sperm is alive, okay, hold then on, masturbation hold on.
Personhood
is
the issue here.
And a woman having her period.
Okay, hold on,
is
hold, on, hold, on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. It's a G-rated show. I don't go there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let's get back to some other stuff here. Now, sure. We have a lot of kids sometimes listening at home, and we want to be careful on that kind of stuff. Okay. All right. That's all right. I didn't worry about it.
Okay.
It's okay. No big deal. Now, so. Did you know that the early developers of this country were largely Christians? Did you know that?
Did I know that? Yeah. I know that some of them were.
Now, did you know that some of the early constitutions of the states, even after the Constitution of the United States was developed, some of them said you couldn't even hold an office unless you were a Christian? Did you know that?
Do you have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem with that?
No,
and
I
you,
have a problem
you don't
with that.
See that as a violation of church and state.
Where'd you get church violation? Where is that in the Constitution?
Because you're protected against your freedom of religious liberty in the Constitution, or your lack of religious freedom. That's part of the Constitution.
Show me any place where it says in the Constitution we're not to establish churches, we're not to do anything.
No, it's not about that. It's about having a church state,
we're not in a church state. I don't want a church state.
It's not. That's not what you want.
I don't want a church state.
So why were you in the state capitol?
Praying.
Okay. Well, it seems like we're just going to go round and round
well,
on
look,
that.
Well, look, here's what I was
going
to ask
you. Some Christians were definitely founding fathers. Some weren't. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, not Christians.
Well, that's
not
debatable.
Christians.
There's some issues there.
Really, Thomas Jefferson creating the Jefferson Bible?
I don't have the documentation with me to do that.
The Jefferson Bible. You've heard of this?
No, I've
Thomas
heard.
Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible up and tore out the part that had miracles in it. You don't think that makes
he's a deist. That's
questionable.
What I've heard.
Okay.
Well,
I was at the Smithsonian last month and saw the Jefferson Bible. Trust me.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
It exists. Okay.
I've seen it too.
Well, maybe your listeners aren't aware of that.
You tout Thomas Jefferson
around like he's some Christian martyr.
Oh, no, no.
He'd had a lot of doubts about religion, and especially organized religion, which is what you're part of.
And there's some other issues that I've heard about. I don't have the documentation yet, so I'm not going to say.
You're going to say you don't know?
Yeah, of course I don't know. A lot of things I don't know about. But I do know there's a lot of quotes from the early constitutional fathers really did affirm the necessity of having a Christian nation. We cannot survive without the Christian nation.
Yes, we can.
No, we cannot.
We absolutely can.
It'll become socialistic. Eventually, it'll become dictatorial.
And what's wrong with socialism? No, really. Don't you think Jesus would have wanted universal health care? Like, you don't think that Jesus would have wanted health care for everybody?
Who's going to pay for it?
That's not what I asked you. Does Jesus want equal health care for everybody or not? Did Jesus not support equality among people? Who did he hang out with? Prostitutes.
And tax gatherers.
Yes. The worst people of the time. The worst people of the time.
He said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to man what is man's,
okay.
Or God what is God's.
Sure.
But there isn't any thing you can find in Scripture where it talks about universal health care in a governmental system.
Do you think
it's a non-sequitur question?
Do you think Jesus would have not wanted everybody to have equal health care in our society?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I couldn't
that
answer
I'm asking.
The question.
You don't know that.
Couldn't
okay.
answer it. I can't speak for Jesus and something
well,
like
I'm
that.
Pretty sure the whole concept of the golden rule about do unto others as you would like them. Would you like health care?
Yeah, but I don't want to. Hold on a second.
Well, that's the question.
The church is the one who's supposed to be doing a lot of these kinds of things, not the government and the dole and being suckling off the breast of the government that's going to feed us everything that we need to have and then make us complacent little apathetic twits who just do whatever the government tells us to do.
Well, we can certainly agree on issues with the government.
Yeah.
I will hear you on that, but that is not the issue.
But
that's
just socialism.
We do not need religious organizations
so you don't
to take
approve.
Care of poor people or health care.
No, you don't approve of the Constitution then,
oh, of course
the Bill
I do.
Of Rights. Then why are you a socialist?
Did I say that?
Because you approve of socialism that makes you socialist.
I just said, I asked you what's wrong with socialism. Is our library socialist?
Our library?
Is it? I mean, the whole idea of sharing, not owning something, checking something out, sharing it with the next person, is that not socialist?
Is that your camera? I want it. I'm going to use it for a year.
No, is that not true?
Are
our
share
libraries
it.
Not
let's
socialist?
Let's share it. It's your camera, right? Mm-hmm. So can I have it for a year?
No.
So you're not a socialist? You're a capitalist.
I'm out of this conversation.
Is a park not socialist?
No, hold on. Is it okay? Well, you got your car, right? I want to use your car for a year.
That's not what socialism is.
You said it's the sharing of various things.
No, I'm just asking
I want
I'm
you to do
you.
That. I want you to share.
I'm giving you rational
according
examples.
To what I want.
That's not what socialism is.
So you're a capitalist
is.
At heart and a socialist by profession. Okay. So
gay rights? That's a good one. We haven't talked about that one, right?
You mean people should have rights based on a sexual behavior?
They should have equality.
based on our sexual behavior.
They're adults. They're tax-paying citizens. Who are you to tell two adults what they want to do in the closed doors of their own house?
Well, they're telling me what to do.
They're not.
Yes, they are. They're trying to redefine marriage.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
They're not trying to redefine marriage and say it's okay for boy and boy and girl to be married?
And what's wrong with that?
It's against what the scripture
says. Jesus hung out with 12 dudes all the time.
Yeah.
And he never married.
That's right. He didn't.
Okay.
Well, actually, he will, but that's another topic. But Jesus was not homosexual.
Okay.
And neither were the disciples. And homosexuality is forbidden in the scriptures.
Okay.
It's a sin. That's why it's wrong.
Right. And, you know, also the Bible talks about is murdering homosexuals. Should we do that as well? That's what you're famous. Can I read that passage too?
You want. Okay. But that's in the old theocratic system, which is no longer under effect.
But why do you still carry around a Bible that has old, outdated things in it? Why don't you just get rid of the Old Testament and cut out the things you don't like?
Because
if you can pick and choose the things you do like, how rational is that?
Well, who said I'm picking?
Save the weight. Save a tree.
Who says I'm picking and choosing what I do and don't like?
You just said that's part of the old system.
And I also said earlier that the old covenant was abrogated. It doesn't mean that we can't read from it and learn great truths.
Leviticus 20:13. If a man has sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads.
Okay.
So is that
that's
still
what
in effect
then,
or is
no
that
problem.
Not in effect? So
yeah, good. No, it's okay. Don't worry.
So not only should gays not be allowed to marry, but we should stone them.
That's not what the Bible, under a theocratic system, that's how it was back then. I don't believe we have a theocratic system now, right? So we shouldn't be stoning
them. Well, that's what you want. That's why you're at the National Day of Prayer today.
I do not want a theocratic system.
Well, you still don't explain why you were at the National Day of Prayer today in the state capital.
Because I was praying there.
Right.
Praying there mean I want a theocratic system?
Okay. Do you want a secular system?
No.
So what do you want then?
I want a Christian a body. Excuse me. I want a country run by people who are inhabited by Christians who know what righteousness is and don't want to promote that which is evil and ungodly.
And what is evil and ungodly?
Homosexuality?
Muslims, atheists, homosexuals, people that have had abortions, Planned Parenthood.
Okay. Issues, moral issues are what's evil. Homosexuality is a sin. Abortion is a sin. Murder is a sin. Adultery is a sin. Lying is a sin.
None of those are crimes. None of those are crimes. You said things that you believe are sins.
You said, you asked me what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the difference, is that we live in a society that does not judge people based on their sins, but on crimes.
So it's okay then.
Being gay is not a crime.
Okay. We get back to the gay issue. So you want them to have special rights based on their sexual behavior. It's a behavior that they have.
It's not special. Is it a special right for a man and a woman to get married? Is that a special right? Should only you be allowed to have control over who gets married and who doesn't? They're asking for rights.
Equal rights.
Equal rights.
They have the same rights as I do. They can marry someone of the opposite sex.
No. No, you're right. They can't.
That's the same right.
But if they are not heterosexuals, they should have the choice to be able
to marry.
So now
they want to redefine what marriage is so that my children have to understand by their definition what it is, in violation of my religious beliefs, they're trying to impose upon me
with a redefinition. For a lot of reasons.
What gives them the right to do that?
For a lot of reasons, it comes down to logistics.
Why is it? What
tax
gives them the
reasons,
right?
Tax reasons. End of life care.
What? Hold on.
Wills.
What gives them the moral right to redefine marriage and then on TV, in magazines, in movies, and in schools where they try and force everybody's throat? What gives them the moral right to do that?
Well, maybe you should just start stoning them, like your Bible says.
Maybe we should. The problem would go away, right?
Well, if that's what you're proposing, this will get some great
ratings. I'm asking
you. If you suggest that we should start killing homosexuals.
No, I'm not. No,
well,
I'm
that's
not.
What your Bible says.
No.
It's not.
The Bible says in the Old Testament covenantal system, which I've already told you, has been abrogated, and a new covenant is in place. Now we're told in the new covenant to love your neighbors as yourself.
Well, Paul talks about homosexuals as well.
Yeah, and he said they will not inherit the kingdom of God.
And that's not intolerant to you. How can we live in a society
Hold
that coexists? How
Hold
can wait, let me just ask you this. How can we live in a coexistent society? How can we even come to the table if we can't even agree that we're all equal?
Well,
how can I even come to the table?
Is a murderer deserving of equal rights as a homosexual, as a non-murderer, as an adulterer?
You just compared a homosexual,
yes.
A murderer, and an adulterer?
Adulterer. Right?
Those are equal crimes in your mind?
No, I didn't say that. See, the thing is, I'm asking you about this. I'm saying, why does their behavior, it's a behavior, warrant...
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyles are behaviors. Why does it warrant a special law passed for them to protect their behavior?
Well, why does your God make gays in the first place?
He doesn't make gays.
Why
don't you answer the
question? Have you ever been gay?
No. Why don't you answer the question? Why is it that they got to do this? Why should they have special rights It's permitting
not special. They want equal.
For a behavior.
Okay.
It's a behavior.
Why should two tax-paying adults
okay. You're not answering the question.
Not have the ability
behavior.
To do what they want?
So should they be legally protected for a behavior?
It's not a behavior. That's where we're getting hung up on.
Sex is not a behavior?
No, they're born that way.
Who says so?
They say so. And if you're not gay, then you can't say they aren't. And until you have science to back you up.
So how do you know
you have,
born
you have
gay?
An antiquated Bible. You have a Bible written thousands of years ago that says we should kill homosexuals. That's your definition.
Hold on. We've already gone over that. Look, you say they're born gay. There's all kinds of studies that contradict that.
There's
all kinds of stuff. It's
and animals aren't gay? There's a lot of behavior.
You want to judge morality by the animals?
No, I'm using that as an example.
So you want to eat the heads off of your children too?
That's not what I said.
It's in the animal kingdom. You start using the animals as a standard of morality, you're going to be up a creek pretty quickly.
I'm not the one that's carrying around and trying to defend a Bible that ordains and allows for murder. Okay. That's you.
No,
that's
not end. Murder. No.
That's right.
No.
Justice.
What's murder? What is murder?
Murder?
The unlawful taking of life, right? And you talked about society setting the norms and common sense. So in a society that is very strict, dependent on its survival, on agriculture, on let's just say mostly agrarian areas by hostile countries, and anything that's going to get in the way, do you think they have the right as a society to decide what is right and wrong? Or are you going to sit here in the year 2012 and judge them? It's called ethnocentricity.
Mm-hmm.
You going to be able to do that and say, no, they were wrong because of my standard now? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm saying that times evolve and social standards.
So then they were okay for back then. They were okay for their standard back then?
Well,
were they right?
A lot of times they would throw virgins into volcanoes
You keep avoiding the difficult questions, which is an admission that it's a difficult question. Were they right back then for what they were doing?
To do what?
For stoning homosexuals back then, for their society. Were they right or were they wrong?
Actually, that's a very good question. Actually, I would say I don't know if we can look back and say that it was right. I don't know if we can look back and say. I would say it's certainly questionable, and it's certainly not okay today.
We're not talking about okay today. We're talking about okay back then. You're complaining about them back there. Mm-hmm. Who are you to judge how they were back there in their own society back then?
I'm not. I'm comparing you.
Yes, you are.
Well, you're the one that carries the Bible around.
I don't have a Bible. You brought
laws.
One in.
I did bring one. Well, there were plenty of Bibles at the Capitol today.
Okay. So I asked you a question.
I'm not saying that it's necessarily right or wrong. It was for their time.
It's
period.
Not right or wrong?
To what? Kill homosexuals?
You said
back
it was
then?
Bad.
So well, I of course think it's bad now.
So then back then, killing homosexuals was not wrong?
I would say me personally, yes. I would say that that's wrong. Yes.
Okay.
But
so
for
back
time,
to your opinion again.
Well, that's all I can speak for.
There you go.
I don't represent anybody else. I represent myself. That's
there
why
you
invited me in
yeah,
on the show.
Yeah, well, entertainment.
Okay.
But since it's only your opinion, and then what you're trying to do is have your opinion be accepted as how things should be because you think you're right.
Well, I would say it's a social standard.
Now, here we go.
Again.
Are you right or do you think you're right? Now, let me explain. Are, as in, it's called ontology.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of something is very nature and essence. Is there a moral standard that's objective out there that exists that we, so to speak, tap into? That's how can we know something's wrong? Or is it arbitrary in that we, individuals, societies as a whole, which is comprised of individuals, decide that something's wrong?
I would say that it's society making those decisions
okay.
for themselves.
So then you would have no problem. We have 5 minutes. We have no problem at all with Nazi Germany killing all the Jews.
They did that in the name of religion. Hitler used the Bible. Hitler was a Catholic. Hitler was a Catholic. Look it up. Look it up.
Actually, he was not cultist, and
he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, it's not.
Yes, he was.
If anybody out there is questioning this, look it up.
No.
There's pictures of Catholics hailing him.
Yeah.
He used the anti-Semitism that is in your Bible, to justify the Holocaust.
No, actually, that's contrary. There's no anti-Semitism in the New Testament.
Of
it's actually
not.
Told that God is still going to bless Israel. Romans chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. So we're to honor Israel. This is why so many Christians do. But Hitler was involved in the occult, and I had it on good source and authority that the SS offered one human sacrifice a year. They were involved in very many things in the occult. And I have quotes from Hitler who very clearly hated Christianity.
That is an absolute lie. In fact,
really?
If you look this up, Nazi soldiers actually had written on their belts. Look this up. Google this. I'm not making this up.
Oh,
had written on their belts something equivalent to God bless us or we are in the right.
Oh, just
God
because,
bless
okay,
us. Look
first
it up.
Of all,
look
first
it up.
I got an interview tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm going to, on Monday, I'll get you the quotes from the Hitler stuff where he was actually hating. You just listen and you can see. Because he did. Don't have it with me. Don't have it on my computer. Okay.
So why weren't Catholics burned in the Holocaust? Why weren't they shipped away? Catholic churches existed. Well, that makes no sense.
Okay. There's all kinds of stuff. But the thing is, how what makes you justify the idea of saying that the Nazis killing the Jews was wrong? If you want to say morals are based on society, mm-hmm. that society then was right for doing it.
Well, I think that they were deceived. I think that they were deceived. Absolutely. Propaganda.
Deceived morally?
They were deceived within their own culture. That was a fascist society. People weren't able to have discussions like this. And in your theocracy, people like me...
I keep saying I don't want a theocracy.
Well, in your realm of what you want, where Christian leaders are the only ones that are able to be elected,
I will
be sent to torture chambers, and I'll be put on a rack, and I'll be tortured to death or burned at a stake.
No.
And you seem to still have this martyr concept that I still want to feed Christians to lions, which is absolutely ridiculous.
I wouldn't want that. And atheists, I've actually defended atheists many times. They can be moral. They don't have any rational basis for their morality and any objective standard and things like that. But no, what you're saying, again, is just accusing me of things I'm not guilty of and don't affirm.
Secularism is the search for answers. And I don't pretend to have every single answer. That's the difference. That's the difference between you and
guys,
I.
No, you see, you don't realize, we only have 2 minutes left, you don't realize that you don't have any basis of rationality or morality by which you can make any standard objections to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit on the lap of the Christian God in order to slap him in the face. There is no intelligibility without Christianity, without the Christian God, as their undergirding principles of rationality, existence, maintenance of all that is, predictability and everything. We could go through that and I could explain that. But in atheism, the only thing that you have is your opinion. No, I'm not trying to knock you just for your opinion.
We have understanding. We have
science is a philosophy.
No, facts are philosophy?
No, a fact is not a philosophy. You said science.
Have you ever seen somebody die and come back to life 3 days later?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't seen it,
have Okay.
You? Hold
have
on.
You
ever... Science is based on philosophy. It assumes the validity of logic. How do you prove logic is true using the scientific method without begging the question? How, you don't. You have to assume the laws of logic are valid. You have to assume, it's called the problem of induction, you have to assume that nature is coherent and understandable. There is no real reason to do so. And even in materialism, which you could talk about materialism and the problems of rationality and morality come out of the materialistic worldview, we're out of time. We could destroy atheism. You want to come back another time?
Glenn Beck, I appreciate you having me on your show.
You want to come back another time?
Let's do it again, man. This is a lot of fun.
Hey, folks, you've been listening to me and what's your name?
Mike.
Mike what?
Mike Lee.
Mike Lee. Eric. He's a photographer. He's in there doing it.
Go online now to Carl.
Hey, guys. Hi, Matt. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Read Matt's articles on hundreds of topics. Enroll in up to 3 online schools, which will take you to the next level and beyond in your knowledge of the Christian faith, theology, apologetics, and critical thinking. Interact on the forums. Download past radio shows, interviews, and debates. And for a limited time, request a free book specially chosen by Matt Slick. That's carm.org. We'll see you next time on Matt Slick Live.